You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Good morning to you, Antonio.
Good morning to you, Davey. How are you this morning?
Oh, fiat fine. Welcome back to Freedom. All right. So as we get straight into the crux of our conversations this morning, coming out of the in heels of Carnival, we want to discuss something that we promised to discuss a while now. It's called sea blast.
Yes. This is very severe. Sea blast, it's what a lot of people don't understand with sea blast, Davey, is that when it is that you go by the sea and let's say you go to bed and so forth, if it is that you do not wash your vehicle as soon as, this could literally accelerate like corrosion in your vehicle. You may not see it right away, but you would see it over a period of time. For those who, let's say, who are living close to the sea, the sort of corrosion that could happen with their vehicle, it could go to the extreme over a period of time, as simply as your chassis and the undercarriage rusting quickly. Even like your brake line system, fuel lines can corrode, but this is over a period of time. I wouldn't say that this happening 2 days or 3 days, you know? So it's very important with this sea blast, because the thing about it is that with the salt, it contains like a sodium chloride in it. And this is what accelerates the rust and the electrical damage much faster than the actual fresh water that, you know, we would have.
So, I mean, there are persons that like beachfronts. They live on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just in Trinidad, but you have areas like Florida and other countries where, you know, and you're saying that this takes place over time.
Over time, yes. Like, to say how fast, that would be a bit difficult, because it would base, obviously, on the type of vehicle, what material was constructed, because some vehicles, as we know, are stronger than other vehicles. So, but the thing about the car itself, I would say, is that the salt water, the corrosion, it could actually start within days. We may not see it with our naked eyes, but it actually occurring, which is thought-provoking.
Well, this is why thinking, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Coming in, buying a brand new car, living in a beach house or living on the coastal areas, because sea blast does damage to your housing, your property.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. The materials built. Is there any special recommendation one can take when living in coastal areas and having to park vehicles there? Is there a spray? Because you mentioned brakes line and the corrosion. The corrosion is external?
The corrosion is external, and also it can be internal. Like, for example, your electrical damage, like sensors, like the alternator, fuse boxes, you know, because remember, fuse boxes, for example, very brittle. So you could literally start to see corrosion in your fuse boxes. And sensors is an important part that is very brittle as well, that you can see corrosion in your sensors as well too.
But in seeing the corrosion, is there something one can do to clean it up? Could we use a sandpaper, some kind of, because I know sandpaper comes in different grades, that could assist with removing the corrosion off of the material? I don't know, I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's a great question. Firstly, when it is that you really want to do with anything electrical, you know, disconnecting a battery first is important, because you don't want any issues in terms of the terminal, to say that you might get electrocuted per se. But the best thing you can do is simply like rinse with fresh water. The goal is to actually remove all the salt crystals, because that is what really have the sodium chloride that actually damages internally. So the best thing you can utilize is like, I think it's a thermostat cleaner to clean the fuse boxes. An electrical cleaner, like, you know, one of those like power wash foam, that is, that can clean the fuse boxes inside the vehicle. So that could be like one of the, like WD-40, for example, you could utilize.
All right.
Hey, morning, Antonio.
Morning.
If you live in by the sea, there's a preventative maintenance. Or even if you live in by the sea, you could undercoat your vehicle, such as like a Z-Bart. Yeah, that does be like a tar substance that could go under your vehicle and just coat it.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But using that Z-Bart, that is the undercarriage of the vehicle. How does how does Z-Bart affect being used on engine parts? Like, because most of those things are built with metal,
true,
aluminum, steel, whatever. How are we going to prevent corrosion and brittleness coming up when you're looking at engine mounts, for example?
Yeah, that difficult. I don't think it have anything for that. Yeah.
So what is recommended in terms of persons living in carenage and areas that's close to the sea, where vehicles are being parked daily?
The best thing I can say, Davey, like thinking about it off the bat, is making sure and rinsing that salt water, that sodium chloride. You need to wash your vehicle regularly, because it's what the residue that be on the vehicle itself is that what causes that corrosion. So like, you would need to wash your vehicle that is just outside of the vehicle, and frequently you would need to do more cleaning of the engine compared to someone else who might be living non-coastal areas. So more maintenance is more actually cleaning and utilizing the WD-40 to always have the components within the engine staying literally fresh per se. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be the easiest and best way without trying to do anything extreme that it could lead to something worse.
Hello, good morning.
A pleasant good morning, Davey, and Antonio, a pleasant good morning once more.
Morning.
I heard you, and I'm following you, and I was going to ask a question, but you already answered that part of it. But one recalls that years ago, many of us had to repair our mufflers regularly. Today, many of us don't. As a matter of fact, I have never repaired muffler in a long while. And even the body of the vehicle, long ago, one would think that you had to, you know, it used to rot and rust much more often than today. One wants to assume that the material used on the body of a vehicle is different today than years ago, because it's no longer rotting like before. I want you to comment on that effect from the C-Blast to today's, the modern vehicles. I thank you, enjoy.
Okay, awesome. So, great question. So, the thing about it is that, remember now we live in a time that almost everyone purchasing a new or fairly new vehicle. So, back then, material was very stronger in terms of the vehicle itself. So, right now, you're not seeing vehicles rusting because there's so many new and fairly new vehicles. But it don't necessarily mean that these vehicles are not rusting. I would say that long time ago, vehicles was much stronger and last much longer.
They were more durable.
Yes, right, cool.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Yeah. To continue on that point the guy made just now, those older vehicles used to have, like, thicker materials to a point, but for some reason, they used to rot. Yeah, you used to have a lot of rotting problems. Now you do have the rotting problem, and you do have the muffler work earlier. I can't remember doing muffler work in the longest while. But you used to have plenty of muffler work, and the vehicle is sterile, and he said that's what that welded, and so that he said that's what the body up. Now basically you just, maybe if I have accident, a chain part. So, but then in those days too, remember, is after the days of Mr. Pandey, we discovered in Trinidad, there is two quality of vehicles, one for Trinidad, and you start the rail vehicle. So right now we get in the rail vehicle because with the communication and so on, but there were two different vehicles that they get. Whatever the name of the vehicle, I want to call any specific name, but you used to get two different vehicles. The one to come in Trinidad and the one that they are outside. Bye.
Okay. With the muffler issue, I would just start with the second question and go back to the first. With the muffler issue, it has certain vehicles that would still get muffler issues. Like, for example, I realize going by muffler shop is that the Y11, Y12, no, Y12, and also the TDAS tends to have a lot of muffler issues. The newer vehicles, really and truly, not so much per se, because remember, these days we have hybrid, we have electric and so forth. But you have to take in consideration that these vehicles new to the market. So like somebody purchases a vehicle which is like a 2020 and we in 2026, for example, it may not rust because that's 6 years. But when you think about vehicles long time ago that people had for 20, 30 years and it rusts, that different. So I don't think that the newer vehicles not rusting, because I see one or two new vehicles, you would see that it rusts. Some vehicles, it rusts from different parts of the vehicle, maybe under the door, maybe it may rust by the bonnet. Some, like Mazda 3 in particular, I don't know if people realize that, but you would see like the vehicle rusting underneath the door. Mm-hmm. And then according to where the water actually stain, that will cause the vehicle to rust faster, you know?
And you're basically saying that you're more likely to get this deterioration of the materials closer to the ocean.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you recommend that we wash it more frequently and look
more
at it.
Now, use WD-40 for the inside of the vehicle in terms of the components, you know, to always keep it fresh. And engine wash is something that you have to know who you're going by to engine wash, because obviously if you block certain components, then after your vehicle could be not starting, could be bucking and so forth. But more maintenance for sure is needed for someone who lives coastal areas.
And the maintenance for these coastal areas, let's say for the body of the car, you're talking about washing your car daily or what is this?
Daily, that's a good question. That's a good question. Nothing wrong, because I used to wash my car daily. Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong washing your car daily. But really and truly, if I think about it logically, living by the coastal areas, it's better to wash your car daily. Because anytime that chloride sits on your vehicle, it already starts working, but you may not see it with the naked eye, to rust. So you could wash it daily. If you can't make to wash it daily, at least every other day, but utilizing like the WD-40 and everything for inside the vehicle is most important.
Now, when we look at that, right, let's look a little bit about what type of materials, or not materials per se, but what do we need to use to ensure that we get maximum performance or benefits in terms of washing our car when you live in the coastal areas? Because I'm wondering if it's salt, right? That is a heavy grade. It might scratch up your paint, you know? Share some advice on that area.
Okay. The thing about it is that the products that you utilize is so important. So, for example, I would say that a car shampoo is critical, like not the regular dish shampoo, which is too harsh, and that obviously removes the protective coatings on the vehicle. But for example, like a car shampoo that is neutral, that is like pH, that will be needed to wash your vehicle, which wouldn't cause any harm on the body of the vehicle. Because some people still wash the vehicle with a dishwasher. Some people, according to the white of the vehicle, like if it's not really great in terms of the paint, they try to wash the vehicle with like actual soap, because the soap now tends to take off all the dirt of the vehicle or any fingerprint. Because I remember a time I had a Y11 and that vehicle in particular, the paint of it wasn't so good. So when I go by the car wash and I wash the vehicle, it will still show like fingerprints on the vehicle and whatever spots on it. But when I utilize actual Breeze, it would take off all the necessaries. But the thing about it, Breeze damage your vehicle, yes, but it actually take away to make the vehicle at least look good for the hour until it is that you actually go about painting over the vehicle. So highly recommend that pH neutral car shampoo to wash the vehicle. That will help with the removal of the salt residue, and it will keep that wax protection intact.
All right, 625-2257 and 627-3223. You know, you make a real good point there, because people like to use all different kind of things to say they're washing down the car and they're cleaning the car. And not realizing that you're damaging the vehicle more than anything else. You know. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, sir. I'm the owner of a muffler factory for many years, and I just want to correct the gentleman. the introduction of unleaded fuel is what changed the whole life of the muffler and the body of the car, because the lead with the sulfur is what used to rot and everything. So again, so that is what it is. So since that happened, just to let you know, most muffler factory businesses all over the Caribbean have closed down because mufflers last in 10 and 15 years now. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yes. The lead is what, when they change, they stop leaded fuel. That is what made all the difference. And that's very good, because that lead fumes when the human's breathing it. When it gets into your system, it never leaves until you die. So it's not good at all.
Wow.
So that was a good reason.
I never knew that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So have a great one, and the company is Caymus Mufflers. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, so you okay, he's Caymus. I know Caymus. That's a very popular muffler shop.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I know Caymus. So that unleaded fuel is what was causing the travesty with persons having to visit the muffler shop pretty often. Thank you very much for sharing, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, for sure. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, call him Pinal TV. And the guy is so correct. Good morning to your guest, Davey, and good morning to you. Your guest is so correct about keeping your vehicle clean. I wash my vehicle almost every day, and people say, boy, you're washing it every day, you got rotten, and I say, well, they rotten clean. But at the end of the day, when you wash the vehicle good and use the car wax and things, it has protect your body. The vehicle has last longer. I have a CK Lancer over 25 years, and people feel like not take it off from the firm because of how I take care of my vehicle. I like to see my vehicle, no matter what the series is, the age of the vehicle, but you see, keeping it up is most important. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. And that's our next thing, too. Hello, good morning. All right, 625-2257 and 627-3223. Good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I'm the gentleman you were talking about the lead. The main reason, as I told you, was the lead fume, and I was trying to tell you about the effect it has on human beings, and you were going to say something would be cut off. So I can't remember, you didn't get to finish, I didn't get to hear what you said.
This is the muffler company?
Yeah.
K-Mufflers?
Yeah, K-Mufflers.
I was thinking I know the company pretty well. And I was wondering if this is the company that they say closed down. Are you still operational?
No. Most muffler, the company hasn't closed down. We have diversified, right? But what is happening is everybody is suffering the same fate in the muffler industry.
So what when people come in for muffler repairs, is basically what they come in to repair these days?
Most of the times is they hit something, right? And it's banging against the body. It's hardly ever for rusted. You check any of your friends and they will tell you they have not been to fix a hole in their muffler for over 10 years.
Wow.
That's how it is. And so that's why I had to diversify. I knew that was coming. Plus, the electric car don't use a muffler. So I know it was just a matter of time.
And I like the word you're using, boy. We diversify.
Yeah, diversify.
So you're into Caymus Foods now?
No. we do Bosch batteries and Bridgestone Firestone tires.
All right. So you're going into the tire. Well, tires for sure, whether electric or not. Unless we start afloat, we need tires.
And batteries, if your car will start in the morning, your wife has to wait too. You had to get a battery.
And you don't want to see that long face, and you could have fixed that. You understand? Use the man in the house, use the husband. All right. Thank you very much, Caymus. All right. Thank you.
Always.
I like that, you know. You get your free plug there. I like that. But I don't have a problem with that. I honestly don't have a problem with that. Maybe you might be invited in to sponsor the segment. So, Caymus, call me back now. You could be the one to sponsor the car care segment every Wednesday. Yeah. That'd be nice. You know, we build a nice little commercial for you, and we do our opening and closing, and you are the car care segment sponsor for every Wednesday. Caymus, talk to me. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, morning to you, Davey, and your guests. Davey, another thing that has caused the car to rust is dog pee.
Oh, gosh. How dog peeing on your tire causing your car to rust?
Yeah, if you have dogs and things and they pee in on your rim and so on the tire and they pee in consistently, it could cause the nut and thing on your rim to seize up. That happened to me some years ago. The dog and them was peeing on the rim and the tire. The nut and them was seized up and the tire couldn't come off.
Wait.
And I took a bad guy to get them to cut it off. Because remember the dog pee acidic?
Yes, yeah.
The pee acidic. So when the dog peeing, especially on the rim of the tire, it could cause it to rust and all the nut and things to seize up.
Yeah,
so
boy.
You have to break all the nuts
and... so if you see you have dogs and things, either you have to cover the car tires and things, cover the rim especially, or you have to wash the car regularly. And you got the PO city and you'll be acidic.
Very good. Right, very good, man. And that is a true thing, eh? You see people...
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But because, I mean, if I catch a dog peeing on my car, it's
something.
Yeah, it's on big soon, it's on big soon. It's some big stone, boy. Yeah, it's some serious big stone because I don't go and pee somewhere else now, man. And they love to pee on car. I don't know what about the rubber, but the tire, the car, they're smelling and coming to cock up and pee on my thing. I have a problem with that, man. It's only male dogs do that, you know.
Yeah, only male dogs do that.
So only male dogs on them, boy. You don't see them female dogs on them doing that. Only them male dogs on them, boy. You understand? But... I mean, these things are very important information to be shared with the public. This car care segment, you all may think, you know, whatever, but at the end of the day, it's very, very vital and important. So, when I look at, and Camus, I ain't forget you. You had to come in on the show, man. Well done. And thank you so much for listening as well. So, in wrapping up the segment this morning, in conclusion, we talked about sea blasts and the effects on your vehicle, the corrosion that starts, according to Antonio, immediately. So once you buy your brand new thing and you go along by the seashore and you park up. So what about people who visit the beach?
You know? And especially those who visit the beach Ash Wednesday and some people. And you know, they've hit some people, right?
Mm.
They don't wash the car like every day or every other day. They wash the car once a month, sometimes once every 2 months. So imagine you went to the beach, let me say, 3 or 4 times for last month, February, and you didn't wash that vehicle yet. And that salt water on that vehicle sitting there. Okay. And you see the vehicle every day and thinking, oh, that's dirty. But in realizing, little by little, it's starting some corrosion on it.
Yeah,
and you just about your merry way.
So visiting the beach is important when you come back.
Yeah.
Just like over here, there's bed, wash the car.
Correct. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it actually naturally have that sea blast on it by just visiting the beach. You know, so it always recommended. And then remember when you visit the beach and you go there and you sand and you bring a sort of sand in your vehicle and all these different things, that hitting the body of the vehicle, that sand occupied in the vehicle itself. So you need to clean inside and outside your vehicle extensively as soon as possible when it is that you depart from the beach.
Could we do a ceramic coating on the vehicle before we go to the beach? Forget the ceramic. Let me just get this call here quickly. Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, just wanted to add a little more info to you guys here. When you know the severity of this sea blast, when you drive your vehicle and you go by the beach and you come back and you park up home the next morning, pass your hand lightly on the hood.
Yes.
And really sticking
so true.
Yes.
Now here's the danger in it. Eh? It's not really that film wouldn't do nothing there because that'll wash up with lots of water. If you get a slight drizzle with that and the rainwater soaks up that salt and deposit, what happens is it deposits it into the little crevices of the vehicle, all the little joints in your fender and everything. Yeah. And then when that fresh water dry off, the salt water solidifies and it crystallizes. And that is where the danger is, in the little crevices where the joints in your fender, between your fender, where your fenders join together and all them little things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the rusting really starts. So if you're washing, you have to wash off totally with plenty water to make sure you neutralize all that salt and so on and things.
That's
and same thing with the guy with the wheels and things. Well, now with aluminum and the different types of alloys that they're making vehicles with and things, now you minimize the effects of that, but the danger is still there. Thank you.
Hey.
Some valid points there.
That caking, boy, that caking. Yeah. And then, where does a vehicle usually rust? Sometimes you open the door, you see it rusting on the door. On the,
yeah,
on
the, where water settles.
The seam of the car and them kind of thing. Yes, boy.
Anything, Davey. A lot of people wash their vehicle outside wash, and they don't wash, they don't clean their door jams. So the door jams know the
silt and
the water tends to stay there. And that's why you would see a lot of times, you know, at the edges underneath the door might be starting to rust, or on the side, the edges per se.
Hey, boy.
Know?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, baby. Monday, yes, and Montreal and the bigger city. But the thing is, whenever I go to the beach, when I come back home, look at what time I come back. Let the car cool out, rims and then cool, and I do saline, make some car wash, and I wash the whole car, and then after I have a cloth, I wipe inside out, but and then I spray out from below the fender as well.
Mm.
Once you do that, you'll be all right. Fact is, you see, vehicles now wouldn't really run like long time, because long time we sell cars, these with third grade metal, and they come rusting, new brand, they come rusting, and they'll paint them over and things like that. Now it's first grade metal. All these cars coming now, the foreign used cars especially, it's first grade metal. Right? Because I have friends who go to Japan and they go to seminars and things, and they teach them and tell them a lot about the vehicles and all these things and the type of metal and all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is always good to wash your car after you come out from the beach and all the things, right? Have a blessed one.
Yeah, boy. Real talk, you know.
Let me say this, right?
Mm.
He mentioned about these cars these days not rusting. I can tell you for a fact. You see, Y11 vehicles, like any straightener and painter who may be listening right now could tell you that that vehicle in particular rust all over. Talking about in front of the vehicle by the bonnet, even the back by the trunk lid tend to rust a lot. So I wouldn't say all vehicles these days not rusting, because a Y11 still not old per se, but the newer vehicles, according to the model of the vehicle, could cause more rust than others. But I understand the fact that they may not be seeing rust because the vehicles are basically new.
All right. Guys, this is where we got to leave it, you know. And if you want to know what you've seen is really do to you, leave your dirty laundry. And I'm saying, like, your bad suit, your trunks.
Yeah.
Overnight. Don't put it in a bucket of water and try and wash off. And take it up the next day and smell it. And then you're going to
understand
what's going on with your vehicle. Yeah. When you do clean your vehicle, you come home, you had to clean out them your bath suits, put it out, wash out that thing on the running water, put it in a bucket, rinse it out, get it. The thing about it is, when that is the same kind of silt and filth that is ending up in your car, in the door jams, between the creases of the bonnet, the trunk, and all these things, you had to wash out those things, wipe
you
it out.
Because and David, everyone's saying to wash the inside and the outside of the vehicle and also the fenders, but people don't understand too that in the vehicle, the fuse boxes and these things is where you need to use the WD-40.
Yeah, and that ceramic coating, I understand it could last up to 5 years.
Yes, that and is great. Yeah.
If you're planning to go on the beach, maybe you could polish the car.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the car,
yeah.
Buy a little polish. You could do it yourself, you know, put a light coating. You want to put on a light coating, a polish your windscreen and them kind of thing. So the C-blast kind of fall off when you come back, you rinse off the car quickly, you know. So all these are little tidbits, all right? So we take a break. Thank you very much, Antonio.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
106.5.